Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul.
Welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevins Welder.
There are two men in Philippians chapter 2 that were excellent helpers to Paul in his ministry. And when Paul wrote about them in Philippians chapter 2, verses 19 to 30, he included remarks about their qualities. The two men we're talking about are Timothy and Epaphroditus. And so Paul is simply writing a letter to the Philippians to explain, you know, what's going on with Timothy, what's going on with Epaphroditus. But in the process of doing that, he is telling us also something about their character, something about their qualities. So today what we're going to do is we're going to study Philippians chapter 2, verses 19 to 30, and we're going to identify these qualities, and we're going to comment on these qualities because these are the kinds of things you will need to be a help to others in the ministry. And not only that, if you're somebody in the ministry that needs help, these are the kinds of qualities that you want to look for in the people that you get to help you. All right, first of all, I want to talk about Timothy, and we're going to read about him beginning in Philippians chapter 2, verse 19. Philippians chapter 2, verse 19 says, "But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timotheus shortly unto you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ's. But you know the proof of him, that as a son with a father, he hath served with me in the gospel. Him, therefore, I hope to send presently, so soon as I shall see how it will go with me. But I trust in the Lord that I also myself shall come shortly." Now, so he speaks of Timothy in verses 20 to 23. "I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ. But you know the proof of him, that as a son with the Father, he hath served with me in the gospel." Now, there are four qualities that Paul mentions in those three verses. And the first one is that Timothy was like-minded. Timothy was a good help to Paul because he was like-minded. He said, "I have no man like-minded." A good helper in the ministry has to have the same mindset as the man with whom he is working. In Romans chapter 15, Paul speaks a little bit about this very thing. He says in Romans chapter 15, verses 5 and 6, "Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." To be like-minded doesn't mean that you are a clone. Doesn't mean that at all. To be like-minded means that you have the same mindset about the doctrines of the Bible, the same mindset about the work of the Spirit of God, the same mindset about Jesus Christ, the same mindset about rightly dividing the word of truth, the same mindset about your conduct in the ministry, the same mindset about how you minister. These are very important things. In other words, one man. There are so many different men in the ministry. It's amazing. Their personalities are different. Their methods are different. Their outlooks are different. Their visions are different. You know, they may agree on the Bible, but they're so different that it would be hard for you to work for one and very easy for you to work for the other. And that has to do with the mindset. I've got friends in the ministry, and we've got folks here in the church, and the folks in church may not be able to work well with some of my friends that are in the ministry, and they work well with me. And there are people that are in churches whose pastors are friends of mine, and those people wouldn't be happy here at all. You say, why is that? It's just the uniqueness of the person who is in the pastorate, or the uniqueness of that evangelist or whatever. And in order to be able to help them, you've got to be like-minded. And Timothy was like-minded with Paul. He did things the way that Paul liked them done. You see, the minister and his helpers have to be of one accord. They have to be of one spirit. Look in Acts chapter 2, verse 46. When you see the church getting started, and those apostles are working, and there are people that are working with them, notice what Acts chapter 2, verse 46 says. They, continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread, and so forth and so on. Look at that. Continuing daily with one accord. Turn to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And notice what Paul said about Titus. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And look at verse 18. I desired Titus, and with him I sent a brother. Did Titus make a gain of you? Walked we not in the same spirit? Walked we not in the same steps? There you go. There's another one of those like-minded individuals. You see, the helper in a ministry is an extension of the ministry of the man that he or she is helping. In other words, when God calls a man to a particular ministry, to pastor in a particular area, then the people who are going to help him the best are the ones who have that same spirit, and who are an extension of the pastor's ministry. So they do things the same way. They do things in accordance with that same spirit. And so then, whether you know, a deacon is the person that visits you, or the pastor himself, it's the same to you, because they deal with you in the like mind. And Timothy was one of those. He was like-minded. Also notice that Timothy was compassionate. Philippians chapter 2, verse 20, Paul said, I have no man like-minded, watch it, who will naturally care for your state. Naturally care for your state. Timothy was compassionate. He cared for the Philippians the way that Paul cared for them. You know, when Paul wrote to the Thessalonians, he said, you know, we've charged you as a father, but we cared for you as a nurse, like a nursing father. But they're not always that way. You know, sometimes when a person wants to help in the ministry, they don't care as much as the person that they're helping in the ministry. And people that they're trying to minister to can pick up on that right away. Let's say that you're in the hospital and the doctor comes in, and your doctor happens to be one with a good bedside manner and one who's very caring and compassionate. And so he's only with you for a few minutes to make sure that you're doing well. He leaves. And if you have a like-minded, compassionate nurse who cares for you that comes in behind that doctor, The care you're receiving, as far as you're concerned, is seamless. It is as good to have one as it is to have the other. Nobody is second rate in that deal, because you are receiving the care that you need. Same thing is true in the ministry. Care and compassion are essential qualities of ministers, and they are essential qualities of those who help them in the ministry. You can't come in as a hireling to do the work and be a help to the minister if you don't care for the people that you're ministering to the same way that the person you're helping cares for them. And Timothy did. Timothy did. Be careful when you're bringing other people in. They may be talented. They may have a good personality. They may have a good understanding of the doctrine. If they don't care for the people the way that you do, you're going to be frustrated with their help. Notice another thing about Timothy in Philippians chapter 2, verse 21. Paul said about others in the ministry, all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ's. Ooh. So Timothy was Christ-centered. He was not self-centered. He was not seeking his own things. He was seeking the things that are Jesus Christ. You know, Paul was an unselfish preacher, and Timothy was like him in that he was concerned for the things of Jesus and not for his own things, which is very much unlike modern preachers. There are probably more people in the ministry for selfish reasons than for the pure motive of simply and unselfishly helping others as led by the Lord. Let me give you an example. Some people that get into the ministry or help others that are in the ministry have a need to be needed. In other words, if they come to help you, they want to keep you in a needy spot so they can fill that gap in your life, and that makes them feel good because they are fulfilling their own need to be needed. And then they like to keep other people they're helping in a needy position so that they can continuously be there and satisfy their own need to be needed. You got to watch out for that. I mean, to get in the ministry, we have a certain leaning that way. But please understand what I'm saying. The need to be needed keeps people in needy positions, and those are not people that help you. So a person has to be Christ-centered. I'm not here to meet my own need and to satisfy my own need to know that I'm helping you or to help these other people. I'm here to take care of these people because this is what Christ wants me to do, and I'm doing this for Christ's sake. I'm taking care of Him. And well, you're going to work harder, you're going to work better, and you're going to help people get stronger. The minister is going to be stronger with helpers like that, and the people that you're helping are going to be stronger because they're not going to be dependent upon you. They're going to be dependent upon Jesus Christ. So Timothy was a good help to Paul because he was Christ-centered. He wasn't there trying to meet his own needs. Timothy was a good help to Paul because not only was he like-minded and compassionate and Christ-centered, but he was also like family to Paul. Look at verse 22. You know the proof of him, speaking of Timothy, that as a son with the Father, he hath served with me in the gospel. And I think about companies years gone by, where you see the last name, Jones, and sons, meaning that the sons liked the business that their dad was in so much, they wanted to participate with their father in the business, and they had a family interest. Paul was like a father to Timothy, which made their relationship extremely close. I mean, the best associates that we have are as close, if not closer, to us as family or than family. And the best associates are as close as family to the men with whom they work. It truly gets to be like a father-son relationship. I'm thinking of a friend of mine who pastors and an associate that he had who was a young man. And that young man called his pastor dad and called his pastor's wife mom. They were that close. And I don't think that's unusual. You know you have to be close to people that are helping you in the ministry because, look, they know your strengths, but they also know your weaknesses. My children know my weaknesses. They love me despite those things. And people that help us in the ministry have to be like that with us because they know our temperament. They know our shortcomings. And nevertheless, they love us despite those things and truthfully fill the gap. Like a son with the father, that's what Paul said, he hath served with me in the gospel. Wow, what a tremendous quality. So Timothy was a good help to Paul because he was like-minded, he was compassionate, he was Christ-centered, he was like family to Paul. But then Paul goes on to mention another man, a man named Epaphroditus, who was a good help to Paul. And he writes about him in Philippians chapter 2, verses 25 through 30. So let's read about him. I trust in the Lord that I also myself shall come shortly, Paul said in verse 24, 25. Yet I supposed it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother, and companion in labor and fellow soldier, but your messenger, and he that ministered to my wants. For he longed after you all, and was full of heaviness, because that ye had heard that he had been sick. For indeed he was sick, nigh unto death. But God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. I sent him, therefore, the more carefully, that when you see him again, you may rejoice, and that I may be the less sorrowful. Receive him, therefore, in the Lord with all gladness, and hold such in reputation. Because for the work of Christ he was nigh unto death, not regarding his life, to supply your lack of service toward me. So Paul mentions Epaphroditus, and we're going to also talk about four qualities, four characteristics of Epaphroditus that made him a good help to Paul. Epaphroditus was a good help to Paul because, first of all, he was a loyal companion. He was a loyal companion. Look again in verse 25. Yet I supposed it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother and companion in labor and fellow soldier. See that? He was a loyal companion, a brother, a companion in labor, a fellow soldier to Paul. Now, Timothy was a young man, so the relationship between Paul and Timothy was like father and son. Epaphroditus evidently was an older man or closer in age to Paul, and so he was a brother, a companion in labor, a fellow soldier. So this is like two guys in the trench, two guys that are, you know, watching each other's back, providing the covering fire, all that kind of stuff that you see when you read about soldiers. What is he? He was the man that Paul could count on to help him under any circumstances. Why? He's a soldier. I got your back. And this, we're not talking about friendly fire here. He was a companion in the labor. He got in, rolled up his sleeves, and was willing to take the hits. And so Paul could count on him to help him under any circumstances. And I'll tell you, sometimes one of the breakdowns when it comes to getting helpers in the ministry is they're not loyal. They're not loyal. They haven't paid a price like soldiers pay together in the fight. And so when things get tough or when there is a shakeup in the ministry, oftentimes you'll find these people who were companions in labor parting company with you because they lack that loyalty. You got to be careful about that. He was a loyal companion. I'll tell you something else about Epaphroditus. He was a faithful minister. We're going to read verse 25 again and go all the way down to verse 28. Look at this. I suppose it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother and companion in labor and fellow soldier, but your messenger, watch it, and he that ministered to my wants. For he longed after you all and was full of heaviness because that you had heard that he had been sick. For indeed he was sick, nigh unto death. But God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. I send him, therefore, the more carefully, that when you see him again, you may rejoice, and that I may be the less sorrowful. He was a faithful minister. You know what Epaphroditus was to Paul? Epaphroditus was to Paul what Elisha was to Elijah. When Elisha teamed up with Elijah, he followed him. He poured water on his hands. He ministered to Elijah. And stayed with him. Listen, even when the prophet said, don't go with him, you know, he's going to be removed from your head today. And Elisha wouldn't hear it. He stayed with Elijah all the way through the crossing of the Jordan River and out there into the valley. When Elijah was taken up by a whirlwind, Elisha was right there to watch the whole thing. And he ended up with a double portion of the spirit that was on Elijah. Epaphroditus was to Paul what Joshua was to Moses. Joshua ministered to Moses for years and years and years in anything that Moses needed. These two men, Elisha and Joshua, supplied everything that the men they were ministering to needed. He supplied my wants or ministered to my wants, Paul said. And so he was faithful to care for Paul at the expense of his own life. He followed the instruction that Paul gave in Romans chapter 12, verse 10, where Paul said, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. You know, I've told people that have come here to preach for us, listen, if you help the preacher, you've helped the whole church. And Epaphroditus was one of those as a faithful minister to help Paul, because he knew if I help Paul, I'm going to help the entire ministry. I concern myself with Paul's wants, minister to those wants, and therefore Paul can do his job better, and the people that he's ministering to are better because of that. Paul would have sorrowed greatly at the loss of Epaphroditus. He said, I would have had sorrow upon sorrow. Well, that shows that when you lose a loved one, if you have sorrow, you do so rightly. We don't grieve as others that have no hope, but we do sorrow. You know, Paul would have really missed his friend Epaphroditus, who was such a help to him in the ministry. Epaphroditus was a good help to Paul because he was a loyal companion and a faithful minister. But not only that, he had a good reputation. Look in Philippians chapter 2, verse 29. Receive him therefore in the Lord with all gladness, watch it, and hold such in reputation. So he had a good reputation among the saints. He didn't politic to get a good name. He didn't politic to get a good opportunity in the ministry. He didn't politic so that he could get rich off the saints, and he didn't politic so that he could build his ego. Look at me, look at me. I'm Paul's helper. Look at me, look at me. No, he wasn't like that at all. He's more like what Peter talked about in 1 Peter chapter 5 in verse 6. He said, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, watch it, that he may exalt you in due time. So Epaphroditus wasn't looking for exaltation. He was looking for a way to help Paul, and he did. And therefore, he gained a good name or a good reputation. And I'm telling you, it is very important that you have people that help you in the ministry who have a good reputation among the brethren, because people are going to be more likely to trust them. He's going to have a good reputation. They're going to be more likely to appreciate their ministry, and they won't be a bad reflection on you, because you've got somebody that's got a sketchy reputation. They're like, oh, wait a minute, this is starting to reflect on you. And who aren't in it for themselves? They're in it for the Lord. So Epaphroditus was a good help to Paul because he maintained a good reputation. I mean, he had an upstanding character. People are like, oh, yeah, you're going to send Epaphroditus. That's a good man. See, it speaks well of the ministry. And then Epaphroditus was a good help to Paul because he had, listen, a solid work ethic. Look at verse 30 in Philippians chapter 2. Because for the work of Christ, he was nigh unto death, not regarding his life, to supply your lack of service toward me. So there was a period of time when the Philippians, who had ordinarily helped Paul, couldn't help him or didn't help him. And during that time, Epaphroditus made up the slack. That's what he did. And he participated in the work of Christ. And it nearly killed him. He was nigh unto death, not regarding his life. He worked himself nearly to death. He was not concerned for himself. He was concerned for Paul. He was concerned for his minister. And he was concerned for the people to whom Paul ministered. Listen, he knew what he was called to do. He was called to help Paul, and he was satisfied. That's all I need to do. I don't need to make a name for myself. I don't need to become an apostle. I don't need to become a leader. I just want to help this man. And that's what he was called to do, and he knew that's what he was called to do. And like a soldier, he would have died if that's what it took to accomplish the Lord's will for his life. I'm laying my life on the line to help you, Paul. I will do anything and everything necessary so that you can accomplish what God has called you to do. And in doing that, I will be accomplishing what God has called me to do if it kills me. Now, Paul had that attitude about his own life. He knew that when he was going down to Jerusalem, it could have killed him. He knew that. And he said, I count not my life dear to me. And the man that he had helping him, Epaphroditus, had the same attitude with his own life and said, it doesn't make a difference. If this kills me, I will do it because it needs to be done. Now listen, when you are considering someone to help you in the ministry, look for these qualities. You know, they may not have all of them, But I'm telling you, the more of these they have, the better your relationship is going to be. The qualities of Timothy, once again, he was like-minded with Paul. And your helpers in the ministry just have to have the same mindset that you do. He was compassionate. He cared for them the way that Paul cared for the people. He was Christ-centered, so he was not in the ministry for himself or any personal gain or ego. And he was like family to Paul. He was that close as a young man that literally Paul thought of him as his son, and Timothy thought of Paul as his father. What a close and good relationship. So when you have younger people that are helping you in the ministry, you're going to find when they're Christ-centered, compassionate, like-minded, they're going to become closer to you even than your own children. Epaphroditus was a good help to Paul because he was a loyal companion, and there is no price to put on loyalty. Somebody that will walk with you in the same steps, in the same accord, and take the bullet, that's something. He was a faithful minister. He was a faithful minister like Elisha was to Elijah and Joshua was to Moses. He was there to take care of Paul, knowing when I take care of Paul, I'm taking care of the ministry. That's not easy for men to do. He had a good reputation, so he didn't taint Paul's ministry at all by, you know, sketchy things that were said about him. As a matter of fact, he was a humble man, and obviously now he is recorded for all time in Scripture. He was exalted. Listen, in the due time, when God was ready for him to be exalted. And he had a solid work ethic. He was not afraid to sacrifice himself for the work of the ministry, even if that meant that he would die doing what he was doing. Now, you and I, of course, today, we're pretty comfortable in the ministry, so, you know, you don't get the idea that you're going to die supporting the minister. But I'll say this. The solid work ethic needs to be there. And a lot of people are along for the ride. So when you're considering someone to help you in the ministry, look for these qualities. And if you're someone who has offered your help to a minister, then develop these qualities because, listen, you're going to need them. And the people in the ministry are going to appreciate it when you do. Amen.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Rand Morgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.